We're in for a super busy week this week with more than 150 quarter results coming out. Among them are Meta, Google, and Coca-Cola. On top of that, Fed will make their decision, and everyone is expecting 0.25% interest rates hikes from Fed, and to be the very last. This week, we will know what Fed and Powell will say. And last week's start on the $1,000 challenge, where we'll try to grow $1,000 as much as we can using high-risk stocks. Well, the bet into Intercept has not been paying off. Intercept is now at the levels where I thought would be a good buying opportunity. You are listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. And for the next 25 minutes, I'll guide you through some of the news. And of course, we'll have a look at the $1,000 challenge. Will I keep Intercept or will I change stock? You will know by the end of the podcast. And of course, we will look into the trading boot and how that is doing. But as I said in the opening, this will be an extremely busy week. Tons and tons of quarter results coming out. And all of this have the big chance of moving the market. So just out of the bat, I expect a very volatile week. Last week I predicted a red week, but it was only Nasdaq that went down. Nasdaq was down some close to 0.6%, mainly driven by Tesla and Netflix. And you have to remember that both of these companies actually gave good quarter results, but the market was expecting much more. So what will happen with the Meta and Coca-Cola and Google, who are set to release their quarter results this week? That will, by the way, be Tuesday for Meta and Coca-Cola, and I think it is a bit later in the week for Alphabet or Google. I think it might be Friday. I didn't check too much. On top of this, you have several other companies if you follow. eBay, Hilton, Boeing, and several other companies will come. If you own any of these stocks, which are set to release their quarter results this week, you should figure out which day, because you should expect huge movements. Anyone owing Netflix last week, or Tesla for that matter, know how things may change over a few hours, even just a few minutes, when quarter results are released. So any of these, and especially the big companies, and especially I think the focus will be on Meta. So, you know, Meta been cutting costs back last year when Meta was really plunging and was down at $89. I told you, just buy for whatever you can, because this is a lifetime opportunity. And since then, Meta is up almost three times, I believe, currently trading above $200. They have done so because they had to do what everyone else did in the tech sector, laying off people, cutting costs, and shaping up the company. But is it working? Now the investors will look into that case, and they will really try to scrutinize where the levels are, because AI has been hyping up the tech sector again. But are they making as much money of AI? And what is the future potential of AI in terms of income? That's the thing that investors will pinpoint on this week, focus on this week, and I expect, as I said, huge movements in the markets. And then there is Fed, which is expected to raise the interest rate hikes, but will Powell say anything more? I expect the interest rate to come in on expectation that they will increase it by 0.25%, because there is still underlying inflation. And as I told you, the inflation fell because energy prices have been low for some time, but now energy prices again is rising. Will Powell say that he is not sure that this will be the very last? If that happens, I expect market to take it very negatively. As I said, there will be a lot of focus on the quarter results. What most expect actually that the quarter earnings will come in somewhat close to pair. So that is a number that you can watch. How far off will the analysts be from the actual result? I read this morning, for instance, that they missed on Chevron. Chevron's quarter results is coming in higher than expected. Will this happen for many of the other stocks as well? Or will it be lower? All of this and other focus, you will have insights into quarter two GDPs, and that will give again that will affect market. If we combine all of this data with signals, we can see that the markets again is extremely overbought. How long can it last? Well, it can last quite much longer. I will not be surprised if Nasdaq is going all the way up to 16,000 point in a single rally. But at the same time, when we have been this high, because across all boards, across all tickers that we analyze, the bicycles are now up at 37%, up from 35 last week. So 37% of all the stocks, more than 26,000 stocks, are currently giving buy signals. It is way too high. When being at these levels, there is a correction. But like you saw last week, Dow Jones was up more than 2%, and Nasdaq just had a minor correction. So it still may continue upwards, but it is getting a lot tighter. Looking at Nasdaq is up at 40% buy signals, while New York Stock Exchange is up at 49%. And being up at 49% is doom and gloom, if you ask me. It is just a matter of time before you will have a solid reaction back. But come again, when people are too optimistic, they can push market much higher than this. So you are in the situation where you can be in the market, you can be out of the market, or you can do both. You can be in the market but reduce your risk by not, for instance, investing in too much stocks that correlate with each other. Have stocks that correlate, has an opposite correlation, so that you can do better if the market reacts down. Correlation just means if one stock is going up, the other stock is also going up. That's a perfect correlation upwards. If one stock is going up, the other is going down, that is a negative perfect correlation. And sometimes you want to have a diversification in your portfolio to hedge for the possible things that might have. Many traders in a week like this, where there will just be one news after the other, often just go silent. They just sit on the sidelines and watch, simply because there's too many variables you may not be able to pick up on them all, and in the end you just may lose. Others, they start to put on nice tight stop losses to secure the profit that they have in case things go the wrong way. There is many options. I just warn you, it will be a very volatile week, and there will be a huge swing for several stocks during the week. Perfect if you are able to scalp on it, less perfect if you're not able to trade on it if it goes the wrong way. Continuing to London, 29% buy signals, also up. 21 was last week, now it's 29, while Tokyo is up from 33 to 37, and even Shenzhen, China is a little bit up this week. Indeed, very interesting to see where all of this goes. And what I think, personally think, is that in a week like this, you can see many of the stocks that haven't moved lately moving, simply because the investors will try to pick stocks that has some sort of potential. So trying to give a conclusion for the week ahead of us, I believe in all fairness there is a huge chance that we will have a correction downwards. Problem is, you don't know when Or if last week I thought the correction would be in the end of the week and possible start to go up by the, sorry, in the beginning of the week, start to go up in the week, but it was positive the first part of the week, going down by the end of the week. We start on a little bit negative sentiment, so I think that it could be that we have mixed, that we have some green days, some red days. I'm not sure it will be a full red week, but I believe by the end of the week, for sure, Nasdaq and most likely also Dow Jones will end lower than today. Very interesting time, very interesting time indeed. Place your bets, because this will be a train moving in all sorts of directions. And last week, I told you that now it was not the best time to start the $1,000 challenge. Just go back to last week's podcast. You will hear me say that, I think, because I found one stock, Intercept, that it was not going to be the best call of them all. But since I promised you to start the portfolio, I would do it. I started last week. I believe I said that I think that a good entry point will be around 1050, but Intercept started to move up already from beginning. I was patiently waiting till the end of the day, because as I promised you, I would try to buy on the Monday, so you always can follow what I do. And for those listening on audio device, I will also post a trade on the YouTube video, so you can actually see the actual trade and see that I actually do what I say. By the way, Intercept, if you do not know, is focusing on liver diseases, Intercept Pharmaceuticals. There is nothing in the technical chart indicating that it's supposed to break out. We were missing the volume. I pointed that out last week, but I think this is one of the stocks that easily can kick upwards anywhere from 20 to 40%. And in this $1,000 challenge, we have to take the chance. So if you are following this portfolio, do not play with money you cannot lose. Do not play with gearing. This is high risk. It will swing a lot up and down. And currently, I am sitting in a 7% loss. Because I got in on Intercept on the Monday, I bought it. I think it was an hour left of the day. I bought it at 11:24. And I posted that on YouTube as well. As I promised, I would post exactly when to buy it. Currently, it's sitting at 10:44. It was taken down by the end of the week. It was up some 11:60-11:70, but was taken down by the end of the week. Currently at 10:44, which, by the way, are levels which I think and I really wanted. I was hoping for a red opening last week and hoping to buy Intercept down at these levels, because it really can go all the way down to 9:70 before turning. I mentioned to you that quarter results is coming up, and quarter results for Intercept is also coming up. Not this week, I think it's next week that Intercept will have their quarter results numbers. And if we go back and we look at how analysts did, well, last two quarter results, the analysts were missing the target. Intercept was doing slightly worse than expected, but the quarter results before that were doing a lot better. I think, they are expecting earnings per share to be just a little bit less than zero. But if you go to last report, Intercept posted a profit. And if you read a few news, they will notice that they have started to cut costs like everyone else, reducing their stuff. It will be very interesting to see, but I think that will be one of the triggers. And if I'm right, we'll see to start to see some movements in the stock during this week. But it might be that. And for the $1,000 challenge, I will stay still in Intercept. I'm not changing it as is. I will sit at it. Currently has a value, the portfolio has a value of $929.60. I started, I think it was 999 something. So there you go. That is Intercept as is in the $1,000 challenge, where I will try to grow Intercept as fast as possible. By the way, I bought 89 shares. Now, if you're a new listener and you're wondering, so what is all of this about? For the last 2 years, I was having a trader portfolio where we were trading several stocks. And as you know, that one went very, very well. But I told you I wanted to refresh and start all over again and do what I started my trading career with when I had just a small amount, going for very high risk, because I think the situation we are in is very similar. It's very similar. This is back in the end of the 90s, and I see some similarities how the market is moving, and I think, as I said, it's possible. I really want to try to see if I can do it, but this can really be a total flop, total failure. So far, it is a failure. We are down by $71, 7% so far. We will see how it will go. Anyway, I started with $1,000 and I plan to grow it. And as I told you, when you have $1,000, you cannot go into stocks giving 2, 3%. I showed you last week there is plenty of stocks that will do that. Much safer bet. But paying some commission, I use Interactive Brokers for these trades. But paying some commission, it just simply too hard to gain profit on 2-3%. We will, and I cannot do like this, because we will try to do this on a weekly basis, so you can follow every step and judge me every step on the way. So that's what we'll do. And if we are lucky, we are able to grow this. We might split it into 2 or 3 stocks, but currently we stay in 1 stock. Hopefully we'll be able to grow it and split out to more stock to reduce the risk as we go, because that's what I plan to do. But in the beginning, we will have to go for high risk. Ticker is ICPT. I think now is a better buy than ever. It stays in the portfolio. The only 2 reasons it may go up is the following. If the stock falls below 970, I will cut it by stop loss. That will be my stop loss at 965 or something like that, because there is some support at 970. So if it falls below, I'll just take the loss. It will be a huge loss. Try to recap, but that is how it is. That's where we'll set the stop loss for this stock. Now, let's assume that we are lucky, the stocks start to kick off. As I told you last week, there is huge resistance anywhere from around 1360 to 14, so I will be out if it starts to crawl out to these levels. That was the $1,000 challenge, currently sitting in a loss by 7%. The value of the 1,000 are currently 929. Next week, you will know if it's lower or higher. Intercept is the stock that I'm following. And just for those watching on YouTube or other media where you can watch it, just post to the chart here. You can see the chart of Intercept. There's nothing in this chart showing that it will kick off. The resistance now at around 1170 is very high, as a sell signals from the short term and long term moving average after not being able to go up week. So this week is really indeed going to be hard. To me, it looks like it might have an intraday down to 970-80, where it should bounce up, but quarter results are coming very soon, and we will see, will I be right or will I be wrong in this gamble? So far, doesn't look too healthy. Then, of course, there is the boot, which I'm currently building, the trading boot. And you can watch it on getagraph.com. It's a trading boot which I'm building every aspect of it, the signal generated for a boot. By the way, you can type in your ticker at getagraph.com, and if the stock is analyzed, you can see the same type of signals for all the stocks and not only the stocks in the chart. Currently, I believe it's Nasdaq Oslo Stock Exchange is running signals, and more signals will come as As is, I am working on it. But the signals it's generated is based on my signals. Based on this, I made a trading boot to do actual trading, and that is the one that you can follow, marked as Shark Trader. Last few weeks I had a holiday, and last week was very busy with a lot of other things. I did not manage to work as much as I wanted on the boot. The boot is keep doing good. So far the return is up $970 and heading upwards. All trades, absolutely all trades, start to become quite many of them. It is positive. And this also, if you are a new listener, so what is the point of this? First off, you can follow every trade at Shark as it does, because once it gets a signal, once it buys a stock, it posts this, the actual order, and you can see the orders and follow them. And by the way, last week I was able to make a small application so far for Android, where you can see the same signals. If I'm lucky and if I'm satisfied with it, I might post a download link where you can download the app yourself and follow the signals on a small mobile application. But I never made no mobile application before, so excuse me if it will take a little longer time. There are, of course, on your own responsibility if you choose. It's just notification coming in. It's not too advanced, but you can see the trades as they come in. And as I promised, I will eventually make this boot available for you. Currently, I'm using a trader called Alpaca. It's a commission-free trading. They don't charge anything in commission. They make their money on the deposit on the bank account that you do not use while trading. They get interest rates. If you do certain trades, there are some fees, but in general, it is feeless. So the app is just as the signals come in. Currently, I have 5 stocks in this trader boot, which I'm buying: Lucid, Apple, Nvidia, Tesla, Microsoft. Not very diversified, but these were my original test trades, so I'm keeping them. So the boot, just based on my signals, buy and sell and buy and sell, sometimes several times during the day. Sometimes it do not trade. If you know, followed the page last week, you noticed that for a long time there were no trades, simply because the system didn't find the market to be tradable or the stocks to be tradable. Happy, happy, happy about that. Currently, the best gainer so far is still Microsoft. That is up $237. You might wonder, how much money do I put in? Well, these stocks are currently trading by $2,000 each. That's the maximum. And at any given time, there is usually only $2,000 to $6,000 invested. At a very good day, it can be upwards to $10,000, but it only trades where it's buy signals and sell them as soon as it reaches two things, either trailing stop loss or a sell signals is issued. You can follow all the signals, see them all for yourself. Go to getagraph.com and you will find it there, and the app will soon be coming. And whenever I'm feeling happy enough about the product, actually starting to feel very happy about it, the concept is proven, proof of concept, it's already proven, it's doing good, I will release it to a few of you for testing, so you can test it yourself with a paper account if you want, or even live trading. For the first period of time, it will be for Alpaca accounts. Later, I will integrate also other traders. And with the app, I hope to make all of this very, very easy. So if you do not want to open an account, you can at least follow the signals. And as I promised to you last week, I said that I will look a little bit into if I can use AI assets. So I tried a little around, fooled a little around last week, playing a little bit around, and as expected, there are so much limitations still for AI, but it's coming better. What I was playing around with last week was let the AI look at all the trades and try to come up with conclusions what to sell or not to sell. But it was very vague. I didn't see really good use of it as is, but I will continue to play with this. The results I saw I could easily program in a few minutes, so I'm not sure even if it was worth it. But if you wonder technically how do I do it, well, I just AI look at all the trades. I present the AI in a CVS form, ask the AI some questions, and here comes the thing that you have to ask a very good prompt. So I asked it, use all your statistical analysis knowledge and trader knowledge, look at the stocks and the trades in the sheet I attached, go through it and check, come up with a conclusion which stocks I should keep and which I should not keep. So it came with some conclusion, but it also came with a lot of disclaimers. I was working around the prompt for some time trying to optimize it, but so far I do not see that use. But maybe something will loosen up this week. We know that Facebook is releasing, together with Microsoft, releasing Llama 2, which will be able to run on your own computer. Things are really happening in the AI space, and I think that it's just a matter of time anyway before it can be used. So that was first attempt of AI, slowly getting there, but currently not. My hope was to build an easy, just click a button, let AI optimize your portfolio, where one times per day, after trading day, AI would go through your portfolio and suggest which stocks, simply just mark that you should drop this stock. Currently not that. These things I can even make easy myself. I probably would. The bigger thing is the other part which I'm working on. In my signal database, there is insane amount of data. I know exactly which stocks is doing very well on my signals, which stocks are giving the best returns, with the highest probability, the best results. So that is the step that I'm working on whenever I have time. I look how to implement this so the boot simply just trades the stock. You just set a setting for the boot to pick the stocks, the best stocks, or boot selection, or whatever I will call it, boot auto selection, and it will trade the best stocks it finds based on your overall criteria, of course, how much it should use for each trade, how much it should maximum trade, your stop losses, etc. All of these things are coming. You can follow all of this and you can see how it will succeed, if it succeeds. And should you, by any circumstances, have any suggestions, any idea, an opinion, what you like, what you do dislike, please comment in the YouTube video with your suggestions. I might even take up on it and try to change it, because I want only one thing. I want to help all of you do better trades, and I always believed that automation is a part of it. There is no feelings, there is no emotion. It will wait as long as it takes. It's not like me jumping on Intercept on the Monday, knowing very well that it would not be the best option. The AI or the boot or computer system that you're using is totally unbiased. It will just work by the settings. So I think, and I always believed, that was the way to go. And finally, I'm there with my own trading boot. Hope to see the boot continue upwards and continue to do good. There is one last thing that we'll mention about the boot, is that you may not have what it takes to be qualified as a day trader. If you are qualified as a day trader, you have more than 25,000 on your account. And you have to have it at all given times. Otherwise, if you do repetitive trade, I think it's the same, you do four repetitive trades during five consecutive days, you can end up in getting flagged on your bank account. Let's say that you have $1,000, $2,000, you do too many day trades, you get flagged, the account will simply be frozen, you will not be able to do other than sell You do not want to end up in that situation. So based on this, I also made a mini trader. You can check also that out at shark, getagraph.com. Click shark and you will see, if you look very well, you will see a mini me, Maxim, and you click the mini me link where I am just testing my way of trading to avoid being flagged. That is my boot trading, but it makes sure that whenever it reaches the chance of getting flagged, it halts trading. So it's try to be smart about this. Currently only trading one stock, only put in one stock, and that was Tesla. We'll add a few more stocks so it jingles between them. Started with $1,000, currently up at $1,035, giving 3%, 3.5% profit since I put it in. But this one is also just trading by itself, and it is for those of you who have less I want to make a boot, also accessible for you. So up ahead, the following will happen. When I'm ready, I will release the small app for download, so you can see the signals ticking in on your phone. And of course, you can expect that not to be pitch perfect, because it will be the first ever application I made for mobile. And perhaps I will even be able to make it for Apple. I'm using Android Studio, by the way, making sure that it is as secure as possible. And the boot, that one will just keep being developed. Sometimes there will be bugs and you have to be aware of it, because it's still a beta trading. And I am a very busy guy. It does a lot of different things. I cannot work totally on this, meaning that sometimes I'm pushing things to the server, which was not very thought through, and it may cause some errors either to be displayed or some strange acting. That will remain for some time more. When I'm finally happy with the concept, with everything I see, how it is presented, how it is working, it will go to real professional programmers. Spend money on it to make it absolutely perfect with live, absolutely everything running live. It's running live now, but even with prices and everything updating live, you use something called Socket for this thing. I do not want to spend too much time messing around with Java before the end of development. Very interesting thing working there. At Stock Invest, let me mention Stock Invest at the very end, my main page. Together with my colleagues, we are continuing to work with using more and more AI, because there is so amazing stuff that AI can do. One of the things AI really can do very well is look at quarter results, give you huge good risk assessments based on how it reads quarter results, because it has been trained on these things. Now you can go to stockinvest.us, you will find something called risk assessment for your stock. Let's say that you're trading Apple, you will find something called risk assessment currently under AI analysis, but there will be a button during the day, I believe, and you can click that and you can see exactly what AI think about the last quarter results for your stock, along with different things. It will make a good risk assessment. And that makes for this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will leave some comments in the YouTube version. Have any questions, just fire at will. I'll try to answer as best as I can. And anyway, no matter what you do, if you just are tuning in to listen what this is all about and tuning out for good, I wish you the very best for the week ahead of us. Remember, we are slowly walking through the summer. Use the time to be with friends, family, enjoy the sun, get some D vitamins, because the fall is soon here and I expect it to be a strange fall for the stock market. It will be a fall, money made, money lost. I do not believe it will be easy going. There will be a huge shock coming up, in my opinion, in regards to inflation. We will see how it all works out. So enjoy summer. And next Monday I will be back and you can see how we were doing with the $1,000 challenge and if there is new updates to the boot and the app. Until then, have a very good week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling.